After losing control of state government in 2010, Oklahoma's Democratic Party is trying to rebuild. The party is making a play for Lawton, one place outside Oklahoma City and Tulsa, where it's trying to flip two House seats. But as Caroline Halter reports for Oklahoma Engaged, the party's biggest challenge may be holding on to a stronghold Senate seat.
Mike Cookie runs the Comanche County Democratic Party out of a one-room office nestled between a laundromat and a barbershop in Lawton. This year, he's focused on training local Democrats to make better use of voter lists ahead of the general election.
The best way to reach voters is to knock on doors. And that's one thing the list gives you. And I think Larry's a big fan of it, is that it gives you physical addresses. And that's extremely helpful.
Larry is Larry Bush, a Democrat running for Lawton's House District 62 for a second time after losing in 2016.
The prior person who held this seat did a good job of just knocking doors. He worked. He knocked on every door. And it was good for me because I saw that example and I was thinking, well, that's what I've got to do.
This time, Bush says he'll knock on every single door in his district. But he also believes the mood of the electorate has shifted to his advantage because of discontent with Republican-led budget cuts to education.
It's really changed the whole political landscape, particularly in my district. A lot of people are more engaged and more involved and more supportive.
Anna Langthorne, who chairs the Oklahoma Democratic Party, also sees potential in Lawton.
If you can elect a state senator, you should be able to elect one or two state House members in the seats that overlap that district.
Langthorne is optimistic her party can flip Lawton's two House districts in the upcoming election, and she's sending down a field organizer for the first time in 10 years to help get out the vote. But Oklahoma Democrats' biggest challenge here may be holding on to Lawton's Senate seat, a seat they've held since the 30s. Because John Michael Montgomery, the Republican who defeated Larry Bush in 2016, is leaving his House seat to run for Senate.
John Michael Montgomery, candidate for Oklahoma State Senate District 32.
Montgomery has held office for 4 years. Like the Democrats, he's busy knocking doors.
Yes, I think the education issue is predominant, you know, in people's minds. We've been out knocking doors, talking to people, and you know, right now, you know, at this moment, I get this very strong sense that they are very concerned about where dollars go, and I think that's one of the biggest things for people.
Montgomery is confident in his track record as one of Lawton's state representatives. He voted in favor of raising taxes for a teacher pay raise in March and worked to get the Oklahoma Vision Fund on the November ballot, which sets aside 5% of oil and gas tax revenue in a trust fund to be used during economic downturns. But Montgomery also senses a change in attitude amongst voters.
I will say that there does seem to be more of an anti-incumbent feeling right now.
And this feeling could give Montgomery's opponent in the state Senate race, Democrat Jacoby Crowley, the advantage as he goes door to door.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm Jacoby Crowley.
I'm running for Oklahoma State Senate.
Really?
We'd love to have your vote, your family's vote. November the 6th, I'm an educator for Lawton Public Schools, football coach at Eisenhower High School.
Glad to see somebody running.
Yeah, it's time for something different.
Something damn different.
You know it.
I'm tired of these politicians.
Yeah, me too.
The same old crap. Mm-hmm.
Crowley, another second-time candidate, is running on the same message as he did in 2016, that the state needs to increase the gross production tax to 7% to fund education. And, like Democrat Larry Bush, Crowley thinks concerns about education and current leadership will help him increase Democratic turnout in November and even push some Republicans to vote for him.
When I first ran, it was one of those deals. I think people were ready, but people were saying they wanted change, but they didn't know how to do it. And I think now, you know, the people are noticing that and they're understanding that it's time to start moving forward with some different blood and some new ideas, as well as some new leadership that's going to get the job done.
Crowley is convinced this time around will be different as long as he puts in the work of connecting directly with voters. But with so many larger forces at play, how Crowley and the other Democrats perform in Lawton is likely beyond the control of a single candidate or party.
This report was produced by Caroline Halter for Oklahoma Engaged, an election project by NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on political issues that matter to everyday Oklahomans, visit KGOU.org and click the link for Oklahoma Engaged.